95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Money does talk. $4,900 worth of chatting.
The KLOS name game is continuing.
Used to rake that up, rack that up on 976 numbers like that every night.
I called one of those just the other day.
You did?
Yep.
I didn't even know they still existed.
I didn't either. It was an 800 number.
Was it Hot Chicks in Love?
I don't know. It was just, hi, honey. It was one of those.
Really?
I was talking to somebody at a Ford dealership.
Right.
And they gave me a number, and I tried to remember it in my head.
Oh, and you remembered 976 instead of...
It was an 800 number. I put in 800.
Oh, okay.
And she started talking all sexy to me. I was like, this is a great, service that Ford offers.
Did you stick around, and then they eventually offered you a car after all the other...
No, that didn't happen.
...jobs and things they were willing to do for you?
I stayed on for like a half hour. Understand.
Well, you're going to spend $4,900 for that call, then. Sometime between now and 4, we'll tell you when to call.
Give me 5.
Your. Now, we're just being picky here. It's the contraction of you are. So no, you're the possessive, Y-O-U-R.
Right. We're very sticky when it comes to grammar.
You are, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. There's a lot of titles with that in it. So I figured we'd just focus on those and be annoying like some sort of grammar teacher.
In the 4 o'clock hour, what did you fake to get out of sex?
What do I fake to get into sex, dude?
Yeah, right?
That's more relatable for me.
There is a...
I'm the Pope! Do me!
There's a new self-driving car that is already here.
No, that's no good.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's no good.
In Santa Monica.
They keep running into people and...
So we'll talk about that, and we'll play our favorite new game, Who's Naked Now?
Yeah, Who's Naked Now?
It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Yes! Block of AC/DC.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Meet the world's most experienced driver, is how they say it.
Okay, all right.
This is an automated driving car that is already in Santa Monica.
How could it be that experienced? They're brand new. I mean, even if it's been around for 20 years at this point.
You'll hear in the news report, but it's been around for a minute.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of testing on it. And it seems to be... Listen, I don't know. Would I get in one? I don't think so.
I don't like other people driving. I need to drive basically all the time. I started... How old were you? I got my license the day I could when I was 16.
Same.
Literally, I think it was on my birthday. And I've driven so much, so often, so far that I just don't trust anybody
else. Well, here's the thing. They say... Well, let's play the...
Okay.
Let's play the newscast.
Right. Oops. That's not going to happen.
No. We're going to play the newscast in a second. They will point out the amount of problems that humans cause.
Sure.
And they're saying that this is way safer.
How many accidents have you been in, though, that you caused yourself?
Probably one or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've maybe done two fender benders that could be like, you were at fault, but no, I was never charged. So it depends on the drivers.
Here's the report.
Okay.
This is a Waymo vehicle, an autonomous ride-hail service coming to Santa Monica this month.
A definitive NHTSA study, National Highway Transportation Safety Association, showed that 94% of crashes that happen in America are the result of human error.
Do you watch, like, on Instagram, there's all those random videos, and there's so many dash cams and street cams, you know, and you just see people doing the dumbest things.
Yeah.
The cars just disintegrate. They just explode. And certainly all of them are caused by someone being stupid.
94%, they say, are caused by human stupidity.
100%.
So they're going to cut this out.
Yeah.
With a self-driving car.
They keep running into people.
Waymo was founded in 2009, initially, but no longer a part of Google. Ever since, they've been designing and tweaking the technology to remove the driver altogether. We got to ride around in a Waymo car, and I had a lot of questions.
What happens if you want to change your destination?
I'm sorry, this is a computer. I can't answer your question. I'm sorry, we're driving where we're going.
Shut up, Karen.
But the truth is, it's similar to other ride-hail and rideshare companies. There's just no one turning the steering wheel. You order a ride on your Waymo One app. When it arrives, you'll see your initials flashing on the top of the car.
Hey, get in! Woo! All right, let's party!
The fully electric vehicle is covered in cameras and sensors. Unlock it from the app and hop inside. As a rider, it definitely takes some getting used to, and it turns heads. You control everything yourself, except for the driving, of course. From music to temperature, even giving you a map and estimated drop-off time. With more self-driving cars hitting the road this month, the ongoing debate continues, balancing safety assurances with questions about autonomous transportation in real-world scenarios.
I mean, can't imagine being in an automated car.
Wouldn't trust it, man. What if it just keeps going and it's heading right to a wall and there's not a damn thing you can do about it?
A wall or just an accident happening that you can see.
Yeah, you could have done something coming your way.
I don't know. That seems so weird.
I've seen a few things, and I can't point out exactly, but I know I've seen a few things where the automated car just doesn't stop at the stop sign or runs into someone because they don't. I mean, this one apparently really is loaded with cameras.
Sure.
But I mean, clearly, it's going to happen. We're going to have tons of them all over the place. Yes. And these are the early days.
Especially in a city like Los Angeles.
Yeah, in 2023, sure. Clearly. But
I'm going to wait.
Me too.
I'm going to wait for the 2.0.
Yeah, at least. Maybe the 8.0.
Ethel, put your clothes on.
Put them clothes on.
Don't be running around naked with that.
It's too late.
She already saw something.
Yeah, she already saw something. She's chasing after him.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
I think that's the first sounder I've ever wanted to listen to at home on my off time.
Yeah, same.
I love
great.
That, yeah.
Naked man in Seattle, J.C. Penney, causes chaotic scene.
J.C. Penney.
The incident occurred on October 1st, according to the Daily Mail. Video of the incident began with a man following another man who was wearing nothing but socks.
And a J.C. Penney.
Yes.
Nope. Come on, dude.
Right. That's my point. Well, what could the reason possibly be? I mean, they don't end up saying, of course.
Right.
But
where did he strip? Did he drive to the mall nude? Did he strip down in a food court?
If you watch the video, which I did several times, because it does end in a fight.
Oh, really? You don't want to fight with a naked dude.
You really don't.
No.
But I think they win.
Cops, I don't know how you all do that.
Agreed.
Just... Well, I guess
a third person then began following the naked man and a chase ensued. The person recording quickly followed after them.
Not going to miss this.
While the naked man was running away from them, he tried to grab a pair of pants to put him on. So he clearly knew.
Oh, I should probably have something on.
That he was naked.
Right.
The naked man and several other men ended up in a corner before a massive brawl broke out.
At the mall. A brawl at the mall.
Yes. Which is hilarious. The bystanders ended up pummeling the naked man before someone shouted, "Enough!" repeatedly. We have the sound of the fight from the actual video.
We sure do.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Well, why wouldn't you play it? I don't understand
it. It's hidden under here. It's under the couch. It fell behind the couch.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
The fight sounds funny, which is the only reason I bring it in.
Okay, here you go. What got broken?
That's
someone does
real.
Not like a naked man.
That's real.
Someone doesn't care for someone to be nude.
Right, but I'm with you. I don't attack a man that's
right.
naked?
No, yeah, generally.
I don't want to have anything to do with him.
No, I don't want to touch that skin.
Oh, that area?
Nope. What was it that got broken? There's a little...
They were just knocking stuff over in the JCPenney because it was down in the corner of
a...
clothing rack or something.
Well, you know, civilization was nice. I miss it. I mean, I will, I guess. It's got a few more weeks, I guess.
So that's
my guess.
That's who's naked
yeah.
now. There is a new study that female frogs play dead to avoid mating with males. That they literally play dead.
Because, you know, the frog isn't thinking, oh, man, we got married. We're so happy. I can't believe calling 911 right away. Make sure she's okay. All my life plans down the drains. He just thinks, oh, well, she's dead. I guess I'll move on.
Just move on.
Next frog.
They say female frogs may fake their own deaths to avoid unwanted male advances. This is a story published in the Royal Society. Female Ooh. European common frogs.
Oh, yes, quite. Yeah, rather.
Employ a few different tactics to avoid mating, including rotating their bodies.
Oh, look at this. You want to see, is this really what you want? I don't think you do, Mr. Frog.
Are you getting a look at this? Because you don't want it.
You still in the mood? Not such a horny frog now, huh?
And engaging Toad. In tonic immobility is what they call it. Tonic immobility.
Ladies, don't try this because the dude's going to freak out, most likely. Although you would really find out about someone if they were like, oh, well, just left.
Tried. I'll call you.
Sorry you're dead.
All right, so listen, you didn't fake your death. And we don't want ugly stories. We don't want abuse, and we don't want anger, and we don't want But
you know, all things of modern times.
You have a relationship, mm-hmm. and you've done what to get out of sex?
Okay. Either way.
You have faked something.
Gentlemen, you're just not in the
gentlemen
mood.
Gentlemen, too.
Maybe you just found something in the spank bank you hadn't thought of in a long time, and not ready to go, or whatever.
818-955-KLOS. How did you get out of having sex?
Personally, I don't think I have an answer for this. I'm like, what? Okay.
Wait, that's a thing?
Really? Really? Okay.
818-955-KLOS.
Those guys call themselves the misfits of the universe. Too pure to live and too pure to die. I don't know what that means, but that's what they say. Crossbone Scully is who that is. The boom went the boom.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
We were just talking about some female frogs play dead to avoid mating.
I love that.
Literally play dead.
I love that. That's not playing possum because they're afraid they're going to be ripped apart by a predator. They just don't want to get any that night.
They just play dead.
I'm dead. Forget it.
Sorry, I'm
that's
dead.
That's awesome.
You have a story?
It was a long time ago. There's this chick, I was kind of tired of her, and I wanted to do it with her. And finally, she said, I'll pay you, and gave me some money, so I went ahead and did her.
You know what? I mean, that is how I got started being a gigolo.
Right. Like, you know, it's sort of the same story.
Yeah, that was pretty much how it came about for me.
I'll pay you is pretty strong.
Did you give it that extra effort?
I took the money, and I was magnificent.
I wish we could talk to her about that.
Right? Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
I pretended to vomit and say that I had stomach food poisoning.
Ah.
Wow.
That had to have worked.
Really? He had a really small
Right?
Really small. And so it was a thing that the minute I saw it, I was like, I can't do this. We had a great night. We went to a movie and I just couldn't. I just couldn't.
I mean, you probably almost didn't have to fake the vomiting.
Yep. I stuck my fingers down my throat and I made myself vomit.
Right on. Well, that's lovely.
Wow.
Like that. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, his name is Johnny, and he's on the Heidi and Frank show. No, I'm just kidding.
Funny. I heard that about Johnny. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
How did you get out of sex? We started the hour talking about female frogs who play dead to avoid mating.
This is one of my favorite nature stories ever.
Not sleeping.
This isn't something you see on PBS.
I know.
They roll over upside down, stick their legs in the air. I guess that'd be a little dangerous, I suppose, but trying to avoid sex.
So we're asking how you got out of sex. You have a story?
Okay, so one time I met this girl, and she was really, really hot until she got in the car, and I realized she kind of smelled.
Hey, excuse me, you kind of smell.
So to not have sex with her, I said, I forgot my wallet.
You forgot your wallet. Well, wait, why did you need your wallet to have sex with? Oh, for your condoms?
No, she was, I think, a prostitute.
Oh, I see. So you not having
no cash.
Money. Gotcha.
Yeah, that'll do her. Right on. Well, that's interesting. Thanks.
I didn't think we'd get a call about a prostitute, to be honest.
Hello, KLOS.
Just don't pick them up, you know?
Yeah, that's usually how
KLOS.
That works.
Hello.
Hello.
Guaranteed no sex then.
Hi. Talking about faking your own death or dot, dot, dot. How did you get out of sex?
Yeah, how did you get out of sex?
I actually waited for my husband to pass out while he was drinking. And then the next day I said, oh my God, honey, that was the best sex I've ever had. So he thought he did have it.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Wow, you are smart.
That is good. Did he be like,
smart.
So did he pretend that he knew it was a great time or what did he do?
He was asking me like, oh my God, was it really that good? I was like, oh, you are so bad because you don't even remember. That's horrible. But you know what? It bought me another week.
Yeah, that's probably not one you can repeat very often.
I know. That's true.
Well done, though. That's pretty great.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Heartily approve and disapprove at the same time, oddly. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
How did you get out of sex?
Yeah, you didn't want to. So you pretended you were dead? I suppose that's not only works with frogs.
A couple minutes early, we'll squeeze in maybe six.
Yeah, maybe seven songs in a row.
Songs with your.
Yeah, I don't.
Apostrophe. YOU apostrophe RE.
I wish I didn't care, but you know, when I see someone spell it wrong, I'm like.
That's
I'm
one even, of those that drives you crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest of what they have to say at all.
All right.
YOU apostrophe RE.
So don't suggest YOUR because Sluggo will slap you.
Might give you one of those dial tone things, and that'll be the end of that. 818-955-KLOS if you can think of any songs that are "You Are" in the title. Your. Or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Make sure you use the right one there, too, or there'll be trouble. And a dial tone. A couple in a row from the Cars on a 2 for Tuesday, both with "Your" Y-O-U apostrophe R-E in the title. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, man?
We're doing Give Me Five songs with "Your" Y-O-U apostrophe R-E in the title.
Very picky.
Oh, my gosh.
Language, sir.
I'm sorry. I was calling for a different reason.
What were you calling for? What was a different reason?
I wanted to know what the winning phobia word was.
Oh, it was batrachophobia. It was fear of amphibians.
Say that 10 times fast, huh?
Yeah, right. That. But so we've moved on to a Starbucks related thing, and they are not sponsoring it, by the way. So
okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Faye Dunaway.
Hey, how's it going, Faye Dunaway?
Right, good. And your next chance to win sometime between now and 6. Good luck.
Right on, man. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're looking for songs with "Your," the contraction in the title. You got anything?
Yeah. How about Wolfgang Van Halen? Let's go with "You're to Blame."
That's a damn good one. And congratulations to him for getting married this past weekend.
Sweet. Yeah, congrats.
We're doing Give Me Five songs with "Your," Y-O-U apostrophe R-E in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got one for you guys.
Yes.
Okay, Carly Simon, "You're So Vain."
You probably think this song is about you, don't you? Don't you? I don't know, man. That's pretty mellow. That's pretty K-lighter.
Yeah, that's...
Coast.
I think that's it.
Thanks for coasting along with us today.
I think you're choosing a bad song.
Hey, instead, what do you think about... Rap?
Who? Rap?
Yay! Perfect. Number one answer.
Perfect.
You know, this one.
Hi.
Hey.
So I'm interested in the five songs with a "Your" in the title.
It's available to you for a mere $12.95 a month. Would you like to purchase it?
So, yes.
Cool.
Ignore him. What do you want to hear?
Queen, "You're My Best Friend."
Yeah, good one. You got it. Done.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Thank you. My name is Liz, and I'm calling from Riverside.
All right, Liz. Please sign here, and we'll need your credit card number.
You got it.
You know how we are about our grammar on this show.
It's very important.
No one got confused with the contraction.
I'm
the "Your."
Very proud of y'all. Oops, hell's bells.
Well,
Can't Find the Brakes is the name of the new album from those guys from right here in L.A., Dirty Honey, and it's going to be out in just a couple of weeks on November 3rd. Can't Find the Brakes, the tour, kicking off as well in San Francisco. They're going to be here at the Belasco Theater on November 20th. So just about a month from right now, we can see Dirty Honey live here in L.A. Great
That's
stuff.
That's exciting, yeah.
Won't Take Me Alive is their new thing.
You know how words fly by? Music, words, TV, life is going by at a too rapid a pace.
Boy, that's
true.
You
can't keep up.
I mean, you've been here already at KLOS for like 50 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Doesn't seem like a day over 49.
I know.
So I have a new feature called "I'm Sorry, What?" Because occasionally you need to slow things down and really listen to what's being said.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what? Funeral home worker robs dead man's house for his life-sized sex doll.
So Joe Blow is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Funeral director is like, hey, wait a minute. I know he's good.
Yeah, she's hot.
Man, she's barely used.
The guy's name is Ryan Smith. He's 41 years old.
Oh,
he
Ryan.
Is suspected of having sex with the deceased man's life-size sex doll.
Did she have a name, I hope? Did she come to the funeral? Was she crying? Maybe that's how he met her.
No, it's
the funeral director.
No, none of that is real.
No?
What happened was he was called to pick up the dead body.
Okay, right, sure.
Sex doll on the bed next to the dead guy.
Oh,
apparently
any correlation.
He quote took a shining to the sex doll.
Oh,
so they left with the man's body.
I'm
and
sorry,
then
what?
They left with the man's
right.
body. Yeah, and then he called the apartment manager and he said, "Hey, I'm supposed to come pick up the sex doll."
Oh man, really? That's nervy.
Yes, and we needed to swab it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. That's true.
The funeral worker's bizarre request was immediately rejected.
Oh, really? The landlord's like,
no way, man. I got dibs on that thing. It's hot.
The property manager later returned to the apartment when he heard noises coming from inside.
Oh, man.
Which had been locked with a deadbolt and chain.
So he took, like, big cutters and cut off the deadbolt? And
forced his way into the apartment so that he could have sex with the sex doll.
He didn't drag it out. He just decided to go for it there where the guy just died?
Yes.
Wow!
The exact spot.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Wow, perfect name for this.
Also, it was found to be sticky upon examination. Back to you.
Damn. Come on, people. Apparently, and I only recently heard this. Billy Idol was at a club in Japan back when he was still with Generation X. And all the kids were dancing facing mirrors. They weren't facing each other. They weren't looking into the club. They were facing mirrors. And
what?
That's where that song came from, Dancing With Myself, apparently.
That's super weird.
Isn't that bizarre? But yeah. You know, Japan's always way ahead of everything.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a new self-driving car in Santa Monica. And although it's probably safer, I think I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm really tempted, unfortunately, to try and mess it up. Why is that? That's not good. I wouldn't do that to those little robots. I love those little food delivery robots.
I don't. I want to mess with them.
You do?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, see, I don't. I love them.
But nope.
This self-driving car, I just want to, I don't know. What's wrong with us, dude?
It's a lot. Who's naked now? A man in JCPenney's in Seattle. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And good luck unto you. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
A close attention to Gimme 5 today. We'll be asking you some sort of question between 5 and 6 about Gimme 5, which is songs with your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E in the title. And if you can answer that question and be the right caller and all that sort of nonsense, we'll send you to the Hollywood Bowl November 1st or 2nd when Guns N' Roses and Black Keys show up. So
very cool.
Good luck between 5 and 6.
We're going to give away tickets for Guns N' Roses between now and 6. We'll tell you when to call and we'll ask you a question about the Gimme 5 that you
asked for. Yes, if you were listening to that very carefully, you might be going to see him at the Hollywood Bowl November 1st or 2nd. Good luck. We'll tell you when to call soon. Kevin, were you paying any attention to Gimme 5 today?
I was paying attention.
I was sort of zoning. I wasn't really paying much attention to
818-955-KLOS. We're going to ask you a little question about our precious Gimme 5, as Sluggo calls it.
Yeah, and if you can answer it, then we'll send you to see Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl. Caller 25 right now. Good luck.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim. Who's this?
This is, I don't know.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, that's who it is, yeah.
How are you?
Good.
We're great. Thank you. Did you hear Gimme 5?
Yes, I did.
All right. Give us two songs that we played out of the, I think we played 6.
Yeah, 6 or 7 or 8. Any of them. It doesn't matter. If you can, we'll send you to the Hollywood Bowl to see Guns N' Roses and Black Keys.
All right. Since you've been gone.
Yep.
And you're to blame.
Yep.
Yes.
Look at you. Well done.
All right.
You got tickets to see Guns N' Roses and the Black Keys. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
Language, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of these days, someone's going to say the word we've been waiting to hear on the phone for a long time now.
It is the KLOS name game. It's up to $4,900. We will take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
You rock the cradle of love. I'm bitter.
$4,900.
Oh, yeah, let's give away some money. Someone's going to win it one of these days at that little name game thing.
Who is this?
This is Mina.
Mina, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. No way.
It is a fact.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a phobia. It starts with the letter A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce it and tell us the fear.
I got to tell you, too, I usually read these ahead of time. I didn't do this. So bear with me, will you? Meredith's guess was fear of cats, aureliophobia, and Laura's guess was fear of water, aguaphobia. Those were not as hard as I was afraid they were going to be. And they're both wrong. What do you think it is for $4,900?
I'm going to guess batrachophobia, the fear of amphibians.
The fear of amphibians. What is an amphibian exactly? Oh, and who cares? You win.
What?
You were right.
You're joking.
Batrachophobia.
No! Yeah, you win! Woo!
Oh,
my God. Four. I'm like at work. I just had to step outside.
Jump on your desk. Go back in. Jump on your desk. Scream and yell. Yay.
Oh my God.
$4,900 and tickets to see Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl.
Get out of here.
Well done, you.
Well done,
oh
you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Are you afraid of amphibians?
What? No.
Well, how do you know this weird thing, then?
What? Maybe I can buy one with my new money.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
Congratulations. We're very happy for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
We have your shot to win your share of money.
Yeah.
KLOS name game. And you also get tickets to see the Eagles at the Kia Forum.
Very cool.
If you win this, it's 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Speak normal.
Who's this?
Cindy,
you're caller 25.
All right.
You get a brand new KLOS name game. We had a winner an hour ago, so we are starting back at $100, but you also get tickets to see the Eagles at the Kia Forum.
If you nail this one right out the gate, which would be awesome.
We are looking for something you'd find on the Starbucks menu with at least three words in the name.
And the last two guesses don't exist because you're the first. So, Starbucks, three words in the name. What do you think it would be?
Mango dragon fruit.
Mango dragon fruit, the film rated R, presented in 70mm Dolby Stereo. Kevin?
Although it was a good sell.
Sorry, I liked it though. Sounds delicious.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Bye. Okay, bye. So one more hour between now and 6, up to $200 plus tickets to see the Eagles.
We had a winner earlier today for $4,900 in the KLOS name game.
Nun Nina. Very well done.
She's a nun?
Yes.
The KLOS name game is on now. We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hey, and here's the theme song from one of my favorite features on Heidi and Frank. Should I stay? Should we go? Do they stay?
The name game.
KLOS, who is this?
Rick,
are you ready to play our precious little game?
I am.
You are caller 25. We are looking for something you'd find at a Starbucks menu with at least three words in the name.
And if you get it right, you're going to win a whopping $200, but also tickets to see the Eagles. We got tickets to see the Eagles attached to this particular game. Let me tell you, Rick, the last guess was mango dragon fruit. That was the first guess so far. So what do you think it is?
We'll go with the seasonal one, man. How about a pumpkin spice latte?
Pumpkin spice latte. Order is up on the bar. Is it the right one?
It is not.
Yeah, well, y'all rock.
Thanks for playing along, Rick. And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$300.
Have some respect for Green Day. They're singing. Hey, moving the microphone around. Hey, congratulations, first of all, to Nina, who just won $4,900. The little name game. What are you doing to that microphone anyway?
Just move it aside.
And Ken at Costa Mesa Fire Department Station 2, we want to thank you once again for always having KLOS on, even though our microphones make horrible noises during Green Day songs. Ken at Costa Mesa Fire Department. Wow. That sounds like you need to visit the facilities. Congrats. Thanks for listening to KLOS and all the ridiculous noises. Bruce Springsteen released his album The River on this day in rock in 1980. Barry Zuckerkorn knows George Michael, but it wasn't the same George Michael. It was that singer guy who, at a charity auction on this day in rock in 2000, organized by Mick Fleetwood in London, paid 1.5 million pounds for the upright piano that John Lennon had written Imagine on.